This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's talk a little Virginia politics with Jim Heft of BearingDrift.com, Virginia politics and podcasts. He is conservative to the core, but liberal with his opinion. Jim, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Coy, thank you so much for having me back on. This is my second appearance. I'm amazed that I made it this far.
Been looking forward to it.
Come on, Virginia's finest political show and podcast, right?
There you go. Absolutely. Where should we start? Let me ask you this. Just your reaction to yesterday. I'm sure you watched the full coverage. I don't know if you were standing in the cold. I was not, but I'm sure, like most Americans, you were proud of this country's peaceful transfer of power, especially from one party to another. Mm-hmm. We certainly have shown the world that how you can do it, and we are the model. And there's a lot of pride whether you supported Barack Obama or not. I'm sure there's a lot of pride in seeing that happen.
Well, every 4 years, America certainly demonstrates its greatness. Actually, every couple years, America demonstrates its greatness when we're able to change Congresses and transfer power between the various political parties and the ideologies that circulate out there. But, you know, I got to admit that a lot of folks were proud yesterday because we had an African-American elected president. And while that is pretty cool, in a sense, I feel kind of strange about saying this, but I was somewhat numb to it. I have seen people of all races and colors by the contents of their character for a very long time. So throughout this entire campaign, I was looking at Obama more for his policies than his actual race. So while I'm proud as an American that we can overcome our racial differences, now I am definitely looking at the substance of the Obama administration.
Absolutely. We're talking with Jim Heft. The website is BearingDrift.com. And Jim, remind us, that's a nautical term, right?
Yes, it is. It is. It comes from constant bearing and decreasing range. It's relative motion is really what it is. If you're on a ship and you see something drifting one way or the other, you know that you're going to miss it. But if there is constant bearing and decreasing range in terms of relative motion, you know you're going to hit it. So bearing drift is about those choices to make there actually be bearing drift. Sometimes you're going to go to the right, sometimes you're going to go to the left. Of course, when you're looking at most nautical rules of the road, you will go to the right. So that's kind of where it came from.
There you go. BearingDrift.com, Virginia politics and podcasts. We recently celebrated Martin Luther King Day here in America, one of Virginia's great leaders who stood up and said, we can be a better nation. We're better than this, and we need to realize our ideals instead of just talking about them. But also in Virginia, it was Lee Jackson Day, celebrating the memory and legacy of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. Which has always seemed to me like celebrating Martin Luther King, but wrapping him in the Confederate flag first before you do it. What are your thoughts on this? Because I know you've written about this on Bearing Drift.
Well, we have a certain opinion on this. You know, when I look at Martin Luther King Jr., I see him as representing the civil rights movement, and I see him as representing service to one's country and us moving past racial. Moving past racial divisiveness. So I see Martin Luther King Jr. more as a symbol, as I see President's Day. I see that as a symbol. So I hope your listeners will take that into context when I talk about Lee and Jackson. Lee and Jackson, to me, as perhaps great of Virginians as they are, also represent the symbolism of the Confederacy. And what was the Confederacy about? It was about tearing this Union apart. It was about upholding the traditions of slavery, whether it was going to be phased out or not. There were some states' writers back then that said, hey, we'll go ahead and keep slavery. So, you know, if you look at the historical analysis of what, you know, led to the Civil War, and I get back and forth with this a lot on my blog with some of my contributors, but in the end, it comes down to trying to tear the country apart. So looking at it in that context, I wonder whether or not with Virginia's rich, rich heritage, and that's more what I want to look at. I don't want to look necessarily at Lee and Jackson. I want to look at all the other things that we're missing celebrating. You know, we don't talk about George Mason. We don't talk about Patrick Henry. We don't talk about Arthur Ashe. You know, the governor put out a press release today saying that Virginia is now number one in terms of historic districts listed on the National Register of Historic Places. How many of those are colonial? How many of those relate to agriculture? Yet we don't have a day to celebrate it. What we celebrate is our, you know, what could consider to be our darkest hour, where we divided ourselves from the Union for the purpose of slavery, which led to Reconstruction, which led to Jim Crow laws, you know, which ultimately led to the Civil Rights Movement. Is this really what we want to uphold Virginia to not only our children, but to the rest of the country for?
Jim Heft is at BearingDrift.com, Virginia Politics and Podcasts, one of the Commonwealth's premier conservative blogs and covers Virginia politics. And you can catch a lot of podcasts there with state newsmakers and political leaders.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the gentleman you're going to have on tomorrow night, Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, he's going to be joining us for our next podcast next week.
Jim, what's been the reaction to some of the folks, to your comments about Lee Jackson Day? Because I have to tell you, it's not traditional. We've expected conservatives in Virginia to be like, you know, a pro-Confederate flag. And, you know, I think of former Governor George Allen, who was big on the Confederate flag and the symbolism of the Confederacy. This is really interesting to hear you come forward and say, as you just said, this is sort of celebrating our darkest hour. Why can't, there's so much more to celebrate about the legacy and the history of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Well, what I first want to say is that this is not, by any stretch of the imagination, a partisan ideal. It's not about being a Republican. It's not about being a Democrat. This is about doing what's right for Virginia and moving forward. So I want to be straightforward about that. But, you know, the response has been pretty interesting. I have a chance to look at who is commenting and who is coming to the blog and offering their opinion and that sort of thing, because I can track their addresses. Okay, don't be scared by that, but it's just something that a moderator needs to know. And for the most part, it's not altogether Virginians. There are folks from all across the old Confederacy who are coming to the blog and trying to say you're tearing down our Southern heritage and our institution. But behind the scenes, I am getting a lot of support from a lot of great Virginians who are saying, keep at it, don't quit, continue to persevere. And that's exactly what I plan to do. You know, this is just getting started. We might not be able to be successful this General Assembly session, and in fact, I'm pretty convinced that we won't. But as long as we continue to discuss this and continue to, you know, widen the aperture, if you will, of discussion with, you know, opening people's eyes is what I'm trying to say, across Virginia, then I think over the next year, if not a couple years, you'll see a change in Virginia.
BearingDrift.com, one of the premier websites exploring Virginia politics. We are honored to be talking with Jim Heft, one of the founding editors at BearingDrift.com. What are your thoughts about the General Assembly session off and running?
General Assembly off and running is actually somewhat benign. I thought they would go after the budget right away. As you know, we have a $3.2 billion shortfall thanks to Secretary of Finance, then Secretary of Finance Jody Wagner, and now Lieutenant Governor candidate's math error. But now that situation has to be resolved. But the General Assembly's not really talking about it as much as I would have presumed. I guess they're talking about it in committee and trying to come up with solutions. However, if you look at some of the things that have already been done, the big issue that was discussed over the weekend was absentee voting. And we discussed this a little bit on our blog. It really strikes me as somewhat silly that we are going to try to make early voting and absentee voting a reality. I know it's election day for a reason, and I would hope that most people could, you know, plan out of their busy schedules to participate and exercise their civic duty. But, you know, I mean, we've got 17 reasons for you not to be here on election day and still able to cast your ballot. You would think that with all the excuses that you have out there that we wouldn't have to tamper with our election laws anymore. But, I mean, even look at that. You know, you got Bob McDonnell, who is being, Delegates Cosgrove and Blevins helping him with voting improvement to try to, you know, reduce voting lines and, you know, improve just the whole voting experience, if you will. So it's not as if Republicans aren't trying to make voting easier and a little bit more palatable to the electorate.
We're talking with Jim Heft of BearingDrift.com. Your thoughts about the election of Governor Tim Kaine to chair of the Democratic National Committee?
You know, the more I think about it, the more I like it. Because if we can get Kaine out of Richmond and focused on other matters, then maybe we might actually get some stuff done. No, seriously, you know, hey, we $3.2 billion deficit, what's $1 million of Virginia taxpayer money among friends? That's the amount of dollars that Virginia just contributed to the inauguration to pay for tow trucks along I-95. Great, thanks. Appreciate it, Governor.
What do you think he's going to do at the DNC, Jim?
You know, I don't know, but I think he's obviously trying to carry this. I think it's a mistaken legacy from Virginia that Virginia somehow is turning blue. I really think that we are still a right-of-center state. I just think Republicans haven't clearly articulated to the electorate what we believe and what we stand for, and that maybe some Virginians feel a bit snake-bit. But what I feel that he's going to try to do at a national level is say that, hey, Democrats are a party of fiscal responsibility. Democrats are going to do good government for you. We are going to go to bat for you in a practical way. Well, you know, since when did we need government to do things for us? You know, the conservative agenda is about personal responsibility, keeping more of what you earn, doing good things for your community as opposed to having your community do good things for you. You know, don't sit on your hands. Don't wait. Go out there and make it happen. Yet, I think we're just going to see more of the same from Governor Kaine at the DNC and President Obama try to solve all the world's problems from the White House. Two peas in a pod, if you ask me.
Founding editor at BearingDrift.com, Virginia Politics and Podcasts, Jim Heft. You can check out his work on the website. And, Jim, thank you so much for being with us. Let's get you back on again real soon.
Coy, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure.
This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.